Unit 11 Test. Track 2.
The zipper is something we probably don't really think about in our everyday lives, but it certainly has a long and interesting history. The first one was probably invented in 1890 by Max Wolff. The problem with his invention was the material. His zippers were made of steel, which was quite expensive. So although the idea was a good one, the zippers couldn't be made cheaply enough. In 1893, Whitcomb Judson also had problems with the cost of his product, but his zippers had a problem too. They used to open all the time when people wanted them to stay closed. As a result, very few of Judson's zippers were sold because they were too expensive. Then, in 1913, a man who worked for Judson by the name of Gideon Sundback took the design a little further and enjoyed more success. Sundback created something which looked very much like the zippers we use today. But he wasn't the only inventor working on this idea. Katharina Kuhn Moss and Henry Forster also worked on zippers, but they found that there wasn't enough interest. Of all the inventors, Sundback's work was probably the most important, as today's zippers are made according to the design he developed. Throughout the 1920s, the invention became more popular for use on clothes, as well as on bags and other items. In the 1930s, zippers became more common than buttons on men's pants. After this, the history of zippers is really a history of the types of material used to make them. As more and more different plastics, as well as nylon, were invented and used in the making of zippers.